Radio.
Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 on a Monday morning.
Was that the weirdest weather last night?
It was weird. May 9th. So May 8th was really weird. Did you get thunder and lightning?
And how? Man, all the cats were running and
hiding. Oh, man. Kaboom. And here we had spent such a beautiful day, you know, roses and fixing up the backyard, just really enjoying the backyard, barbecuing, and then we watched, the Borgias?
We watched the Borgias and Game of Thrones.
Kaboom. And I just thought, how weird. I have all the pads out. But, you know, here it is, May. Still May showers.
It's May. May showers. But the thing is that it came in like, boom, thunder, lightning. Anyway, that's the way this show likes to start, a little thunder and lightning. What's going on there, Bad Bob? Good morning.
Well, good morning, start of a new week. And, Linda, you recall summer solstice 08 when we had a huge thunderstorm that ignited the summer of fire.
Oh, was that May?
Yeah, it was June when it happened. It was summer solstice, June 21st of 08. That was the big fire start.
And the fire start from the lightning bolts that hit, yes.
Over 1,000 strikes in a 24-hour period, and they had like 60% ignition from those lightning strikes. It was a perfect storm, and that was a summer we had a lot of smoke in the air.
Well, we came home from, we were visiting some relatives, or I can't remember. It was a trip that we drove down to L.A. So when we drove back, you can imagine what we drove into, and we thought, what happened? Because we kind of were out of communication with the North State for about 3 days. And, that lasted almost all summer long. That gray, horrific, can't breathe.
Yeah. You know, and it's, you think it's going to get better. Now, here's one of the things that, you know, you're talking about fires and all that is Congressman Wally Herger has done something, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. We're going to talk back. But first, you know, I didn't get a chance to talking about wildfires. Here she is. Linda, now that's a wildfire.
It's a good day when your husband introduces you that way. 7:08 in the morning if you're just joining us. And, of course, we'd like to give you a read on the weather right off. We are currently at 42 degrees. It is lovely out with a mostly sunny day today. We're going to have highs of about 70 degrees, and tonight will be partly cloudy with 49. And then tomorrow, we're looking back up in the 79-80 with a mostly clear evening of around 55. Wednesday, 80. Thursday, 75. So we're looking at a wonderful week. The week before we start the kickoff for
Rodeo Week. We're going to have some rodeo people in here today. In fact,
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We went out there Friday night. Charles Valona was there. It was beautiful. And, of course, they were triple stacked all weekend long. I was thinking about that last night. I thought, I wonder if anybody's out there eating. We have friends that went at 2 o'clock. So, you know, if you go at 2, you enjoy yourself. You're out till 4 or 5. And I thought about the thunderstorms out there.
I think it went by a little bit later than that, though. I think that they were kind of safe. But, having that weather yesterday kind of sets us up. It's going to be a great week. Next week's going to, of course, Rodeo Week. And if I haven't mentioned it yet, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be joining us up here in Reading.
First time in history
that it's ever happened. And we've got to thank a lot of people down there at the Asphalt Cowboys. Of course, they're going to be on the show, and we're going to be interviewing them, probably them and their horses.
Hey, and guess what? We've got 2 tickets, speaking of which, they'll come by when we do the pancake breakfast. That is next Friday, live. Right now, before we go to break, give us a call while we're at break, 605-4567. Let's kick off this Monday morning. I've got 2 tickets here for the pancake breakfast.
605-4567. In chat room, you all are rocking already. It's nice to see you. This is Carl and Linda Bodd, KCNR 1460 at 7:10 in the morning. 42 degrees on May the 9th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Talk Psychology for Everyday Life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away
from the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
Start your day with America's Morning News, live from 3 till 6 a.m. Then it's an hour of news from the KCNR studios from 6 till 7. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott from 7 till 9. The Dennis Miller Show, 9 to noon. Alana Burke at noon. And then it's Laura Ingram from 1 till 3, followed by Michael Savage, 3 to 6. Tom Sullivan, 6 till 7. And rounding out the day, it's Mike Gallagher, all here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah! Dancing, yeah!
It's amazing what sleep can do. Sunday, I think yesterday we really slept and rested and enjoyed the house, enjoyed putting our fingers in the dirt. We moved stuff around. I think that's so good for the soul.
I think it is too, and it's good for the soul that you're listening to Free Fire Radio at 7:13 in the morning on May the 9th. And you know, the chat pack's talking about this weekend, and gosh, what's such nice things to say about Anselmo's.
Well,
about the dinner and how you're not rushed around, and that's a beautiful place up there. And it's true. You know, we can say that, but unless you've been up there,
okay,
as these people have.
Should we tell them about May 21st?
Tell them about May 21st.
Okay. It's going to sound really funny, but it is. Okay, my birthday is May 21st, and I'm going to be singing up there. It's called Linda Bott and Friends. For many of you who think, well, I'll go back up again. We're calling it... It's going to be fun. Tiara night. And they're going to have all kinds of tiaras for sale. And it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, folks. This is your chance to be princess for the night. And there's going to be laminates that they're going to give away and add to everybody who comes in the music room and giveaways. It's just one of those... It's almost decided they're going to make it a fun night, and that's so there'll be free giveaways with those people who come and make reservations for dinner. At the end of the evening, I will be auctioning off my tiara for my favorite charity. And as you know, as we celebrate life and we celebrate our birthdays, it's really about remembering others who've really been fun, loving, and fulfilling in our lives and things that meant a lot to us. So that's what's going to happen. Now, still in my hand, I have two tickets for the pancake breakfast, guys. Give a call, 605-4567, and you can have a pass for these two tickets. That's going to be next Friday morning. 10,000 people come, so you want to come early.
Yeah, we're going to be down there doing a remote, so you can stop by, and we'll get you on the air as being our listeners and also winning the tickets. So, 605-4567, if you want the tickets to the pancake breakfast.
You want to talk about the fur ball?
Yeah, we went to, we emceed the fur ball on Saturday. It's the time that it's for the last chance.
Another chance.
League. Right, another
Animal
chance.
Welfare League.
Right, and they're looking to build a...
no-kill shelter.
Right, so there'll be no euthanasia for animals. I just happened to ask the question, how many of you have two pets? You know, just raise your hands. Well... everybody raised their hand. I swear, it looked like almost everybody. I said, okay, just start dropping your hands. How many of you have got three pets, four, five, ten? How many of you have 20 pets? And there were still a bunch of hands up in the room. And I went, how many of you got over 30? And there were still hands up. And I went, you know, what we have here is a reality show. But the fur ball raised money for their cause. And we were honored to be asked to be there as their MCs. I just didn't realize how many... you know, how many people that were keeping animals.
They'll foster animals.
Like, well, Karen, yeah, our friend has 22 cats.
22 cats, and they are feral, and she has been able to, she'll feed them, but she's also trapped them and taken them in to be neutered. So, you know, that's just kind of one of her callings, you know what I mean. So, anyway, it was a wonderful night at Wind River. It was a beautifully done, you know, dinner and a really nice silent auction. And lots of great information. Now, who won the tickets?
Eben. Eben won.
All right, Eben. We're going to have those at the front desk for you.
At the front desk, you're going to have to ask Ann for the tickets. If you come in between 8 and noon. Come in between 8 and noon, Monday through Friday. If you can't get in at that time, just give us a call on the same number of the 4567, and we'll set up a time to have somebody there to meet you.
Now, I have a little bit of information I'd like to share this morning.
Oh, okay. It wasn't anything to... okay.
About McDonald's. Uh-oh. Seems at a time when most McDonald's competitors are still shell-shocked from the recent recession, the fast food giant is undertaking the biggest store-by-store makeover in the chain's 56 history. The 500-pound down of fast food, or clown of fast food, is trying to look more like a grown-up. It's a $1 billion-plus undertaking that McDonald's and its franchisees hope that by 2015, the vast majority of America, that's 14,000 McDonald's, looking comfortably enough to hang out and way long after you've gobbled down your burgers. So there you go. You've got, they're making it look like, you know, what is the Pizza Kitchen, California Pizza Kitchen, really high-tech. That's what all of our McDonald's across America are going to look like. Goodbye fiberglass tables and industrial steel chairs. Adios neon yellow, bright red interiors. Hello wooden tables, comfortable faux leather chairs and interiors newly painted in muted oranges, yellows, and even subtle greens.
Ooh.
That's the new McDonald's for 2012.
Okay.
2015.
Well, look, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm going to come back and they're looks like they're changing. They're going to change how much retirees in the military are going to be paying for their medical care. I've got some thoughts on this. So when we come back, we'll address that. You may be surprised by some of these thoughts, but others that I think some things just have to be pointed out to the public, because there are some things that they're going to do that's going to have a huge impact probably on some people. This is Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, 7:20 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil.
Hey, this is Let's Seller with Ernie
Dave,
and Dave. Hey,
Dave.
What, Ernie? Come on, Ernie.
Our show is Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 in the morning. Oh. Every Saturday morning.
That's right. Saturday morning, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, we sell your stuff right here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for them?
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get down on that dead bug.
I think we slept.
Yeah. It's 7:22 in the morning. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. May the 9th. You know, it's 46
wow.
degrees out there. Hey, let's talk about some things that hit the paper. I mean, there's a lot of things. We could talk about bin Laden still. We can talk about Muslims and Christians in Cairo killing each other, which is they haven't done that in many years under Mubarak, but they're going to start again, I'm sure. We could talk about, you know, smugglers. We could talk about a lot of things. But let's talk about health care costs for the Pentagon. It looks like cost of the program that provide health coverage to some 10 million active duty personnel, retirees, reservists, and their families has jumped from $19 billion in 2001 to $53 billion in the Pentagon's latest budget request. Let's just think about this for a second and see, what's happened in 2001 for the last 10 years? Oh, war. We've been at war for 10 years. Oh, my gosh. Not one war. Two wars, and now a third. Okay. Anyway, desperate to cut spending. They're looking at cutting, imposing increased fees for working-age retirees in the decades-old health care program known as TRICARE. So after years of resisting proposed increases for the military men and women who have sacrificed for a nation, the budget-conscious lawmen suddenly are poised to make them pay a bit more for their health care. Now, let's talk about that one just for a second. You know, we go to war for 10 years. You'd think they might put a little extra money into taking care of those people. How about those people that are going to be retiring out of the Vietnam era? Because this is the ones that's going to be hitting. Vietnam era, my friends, are all in that 62, 63, 65, 68 time frame. What about those that are coming out of Desert Shield and Desert Storm, the hundreds of thousands that fought there in 90? They're coming into this. And TRICARE. Talking about TRICARE, so many places don't take TRICARE that it's easier to find the places that don't take TRICARE than do take TRICARE when you're away from a base. But the current fees unchanged for unchanged for 11 years are $230 a year for an individual and $460 a year for a family. And that's far less than what civilian federal workers pay for their health care, about $5,000 a year. Now, that's true. So, do you see, and so when all of the service organizations, you know, American Legion, all these VFW lined up, they said, you know what? You're right. We probably need some increases. And this, and I agree. I mean, it's a type of increase that can be handled. But then the government, in its infinite wisdom, is they want to peg the future increases starting in 2013 as measured by the National Healthcare Expenditure Index produced by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which projects a 6.2% growth. Now, so each year then it would go up 6.2%. Now, for the last 2 years, and it's happened before, the military retirees got zero for a cost of living increased. That's right, a zero for the cost of living increased. So, in other words, you would then take a 6.2% cut in your benefits because you have to pay for the TRICARE. Pay for your insurance at 6.2. And if it's 2 years, then it's 12%. Why would you do this? Why would you tie it to something that and that 6.2 could go up to 8 or 10%? Oh, yeah. That's because it's based on this health care, National Health Care Index. If they, so what the services said, and you won't see this in this article because it's one way, and you know, but so what you're seeing by the services is saying, fine, if you want to cut, if you want to propose that it be raised every year, tie it to the cost of living index that it hits the retired military. And if it's zero, that's what they pay, zero. If it's 0.1, that's what they pay. But in other words, you don't keep taking money out of their pocket. It's ridiculous. And I'm going to write to Herger to see about this and see and Feinstein and Boxer to say, how can you do this? You give no cost of living increases. Now you're going to start taking an extra 6.2 out of their pay. And this is wrong. And I expect the other. And as of right now, all of the service organizations are against this. Not to pay more. Nobody's saying anything about that, but to tie it to this, to tie it to the Medicare, to tie it to the National Healthcare Expenditure Index produced by the Centers for Medicare, that's wrong.
Well, okay. Well, you know, we've got out in the lobby, we have, we're going to be bringing them up in a bit, is we're going to be talking to people from the rodeo coming up, you know, the big Reading rodeo.
Yeah.
But for many of you who like to watch the ponies, seems that Animal Kingdom won the Kentucky Derby. This is the first time in the race in 137 year history that a horse made his debut at the Derby on dirt and won. So.
Well, you know, and the story about this is that the jockey that was going to ride this winter was a 20-1, got his nose broken. He fell off another horse, bucked him off, got kicked in the face, broke his nose. He couldn't ride, so he asked his buddy to ride him. His buddy rides this 20-1 shot to be the to win the Kentucky Derby. And as he said, oh, gosh, he said, well, Robbie, who was the original rider who had his nose broken, he's with me. He's with me on this one. And he said it's just he felt bad that Robbie wasn't riding. So.
Well, let's just talk about this. When it says made his debut, does that mean this horse has never been in another race?
No, no. It just means it made his debut at Churchill Downs on the...
never had...
on dirt.
Okay.
It may have been run on grass.
Okay. All right. Well, just we didn't get a chance to see that, but I think...
I'm just saying May.
Huh?
I think...
May?
It could be.
If definitely. Anybody
it,
knows, they need to call us in if they're like freaks,
you know,
for
this
the
is
ponies.
The first, yeah, well, this is the first year I really, you know, I haven't even looked at the Kentucky Derby, and I usually do it because I've attended the Kentucky Derby, but I've also, one of my best friends lives down in Louisville and goes here every year.
Yeah, well, we'll have to do that sometime. Meanwhile, we have our own Kentucky Derby here in Reading. It's called the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah, right now we have a rodeo. We have a race to get out of here on time. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460. It's 7:30 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks searching for direction in early morning trading. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up 8 points. Last week's big drop in oil prices making its way to the gasoline pump. Gas prices finally slipping slightly over the weekend after going up for 44 straight days. The new national average is $3.96 per gallon, that's according to AAA. Some analysts are predicting the drop will continue through early June. Checking the price of oil this morning, recovering some of last week's losses, trading right around the $100 a barrel mark in New York. Standard & Poor's cutting Greece's sovereign debt rating, that pushing the debt-laden nation further into junk status. It's the fourth reduction by S&P since April of last year. Greece is now one of the lowest rated in Europe. The rating cut comes as concerns mount over Greece's ability to repay its debt. S&P says principal reductions of 50% or more on Greece's debt may be needed to make it sustainable. The ratings firm also warning additional downgrades may come. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare, whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA. Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare. No time to spare.
Be prepared. Plan ahead. Don't get stranded when you have no time to spare. Get Quick Spare from Slime, available at Walmart.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50, free sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday, it's the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
Even with gold tripling over the last 6 years and silver's recent doubling, there are still skeptics who will say, you can't eat gold and silver. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, fair enough. That's why in addition to buying and selling gold and silver, we also offer emergency food packs from Food for Health. These stackable pails with a 20-year shelf life contain a full menu of 200 vitamin-fortified adult servings. The best part is that for less than 50 cents per serving, you can get this food cheaper at the Patriot than you can directly from Food for Health. And that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your old gold and silver jewelry for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, Tuesday through Saturday at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to Roundtable Pizza, and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, that caught me right off guard. Good morning. Welcome to KTNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Baugh here on Free Fire Radio. Today, we're going to have a mostly sunny day with a high of 70 and a low of 49 this evening, 7:34 here in the morning. And welcome to the program. We're kicking off this Monday. I think we had a great weekend. It was Mother's Day. We're getting into May. It's going to be Rodeo Week. This portion of the show is brought to you by
B&T Satellite, right there, 244-1988. It's Dish Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley. Been in the business since 1985, except the time he took out to be with the 82nd Airborne. That's 244-1988. He's got great deals. Hundreds of channels for like $25 and free HD for life. If you give him a call, it's a local guy, 244-1988, Doug Tooley.
Well, with us this morning is Lee Ellison, who is the vice president of the Rodeo Association.
That is correct.
I just wanted to make sure. I'm just not used to seeing you got not in a red shirt.
Well, I decided that I'd come incognito today. Nobody can see me except you.
Well,
looking great in that blue shirt.
I thought those pink boots were a little strange, but okay, you know. Well, we're just draw this kind of a picture. For
yeah, you. There you go. Thanks a lot.
So now we kick off the program, really. I mean, even though we haven't really officially started all of the rodeo stuff, it actually, all of the getting ready for it starts. So tell us what's happening.
Well, today, the golf tournament for the Asphalt Cowboys is on today.
Oh, my God, it does kick off then. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, you wake up and it's the...
They moved it a week in advance because they used to have all their guys at the golf tournament, and it's on Special Kids Day, which is next Monday. And that actually is one of our first events where all the special needs children come, and we get them up on horses in the arena and walk them around. So they decided to move their golf tournament a week in advance so that they could have more guys down there to help us get the kids around the arena. Next Friday is the top hand dinner for the Asphalt Cowboys where they install their new officers. And then Saturday actually is our big event, which is the stake feed, and that is the kickoff to Red End Rodeo Week. And that is $12.50 a person, and it's down in the arena. We put a big dance floor down, have a big band come in. We have just great steak dinner with all the trimmings. So everybody has a good time down there, and then we party till 12:30 that night.
And you have Sunday to be able to tear it all down. Yeah, there you go. So,
or to find everybody.
What's going to be different this year for the rodeo as opposed to last year?
Well, this year we're going to have the one-armed bandit is our top entertainer. Now, nobody's seen him. He's an act that 11 times he's been the national champion act of the year. And what he does is he comes out. He lost an arm in an electrical accident, so he rides with no hands, and he carries a bullwhip, and he moves his horse around back and forth and circles and everything with just leg cues. He's awesome to watch. And then he jumps his horse up on his back of his truck and up the ramp, up onto the top of the trailer.
I've seen him.
And he's just phenomenal. And he brings in two buffalo, and he runs them around a little bit and then puts them up on top of the trailer and then gets up there and stands up. And it's a absolutely unbelievable act.
Wonderful family entertainment.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I was at, we just had the circus at our place, and they were charging like $20 a person. And our tickets for watching the best of the best is a top dollar up in the bleachers is $18. So we really have the very, very finest rodeo people coming to our rodeo. I don't know. It's hard. I guess it's just rodeo's in my blood. But when you think about having the very best of all the contenders coming to our rodeo, because we are a tour rodeo, so they all come to our rodeo to get the big dollars. And Redding is going to be in the top 25 rodeos in the nation, which is there's only 800 rodeos, the PRCA-sanctioned rodeos. So with being in the top 25, that's saying something for a small town like
Redding. Well, it sure is at the top of our list. I have to tell you that if we look at some of the favorite things that we love to attend, we've been there before where we were sitting, Rodeo Flats, but there's a place you can sit down there, and that's that year. Was it the horse or the bull that came and hit the fence? And,
It was a bull.
It was like we were splashed. Yeah. Like we were on the big ride at Disneyland.
They wanted to join us.
Got splashed. And, about 10 people deep went, whoa! And I thought, that's being in the moment so live, so great. Redding Rodeo, man.
We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be still talking rodeo and talking about, some people say, you see one rodeo, you see them all. And that is absolutely not true. I thought about that. I thought, it's basic stuff. But when you think about it from what we have right here in Redding, how it's different, and and all the different things that go along with it. So this is Carl and Linda Bott, 7:40 in the morning on May 9th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shasta County Seniors, Family, and Caregivers. It is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Accent Care, Transition Senior Placement, Kirkwood Assisted Living, California Telephone Access Program, AARP, Redding Acupuncture, and State Farm with Scott Schumacher. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Redding Municipal Utilities.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
But it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's wide and there's nothing. The gold and the buckle, he'll win. The next go round.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Garth, come back.
It's coming. Redding Rodeo starts today, really, with the golf tournament. Though you don't kind of, you know what, it can't be a golf tournament. Lee Ellison is our guest. Can't be a golf tournament unless they're wearing chaps, boots, and spurs out on the golf course.
I'll check on that.
All right, you need to check on that.
Are we dressing up for the rodeo?
We are.
You're going to wear your spurs? That'd be fun.
Boy, howdy. Where my Spurs? I've got Spurs I've had for years and years.
Now,
the problem is after one of those, a couple of those beers, that those Spurs have a tendency to twist and lock on each other.
You don't want them to get rusted, honey.
I'm going to fall off.
There's nothing like a rusted Spur.
Yeah, I've got an ID. ID.
By the way, our guest is Lee Ellison, who's vice president of the Rodeo Association.
Celebrity bull riding. Come on, let's think about it. Don't just say no. Celebrity bull riding. So you've got people like Missy MacArthur. You've got Dick Dickerson. Patrick Jones. You've got the chief of police. Tom Bosanko on a bull. Come on. Let's think about that.
I think that if we throw a few of maybe radio celebrities in on top of it, we might be able to pull
I'll ride off. With any other radio celebrity that wants to ride, I'll ride. There you go.
Let me put that in.
And TV.
Bank.
I want to see Cheetah on the ball.
So does everybody else.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, here we go. People,
now you want to make money that day. Okay.
Great idea.
He's not kidding, Lee. Anyway,
sorry,
a little sidebar there. Let's talk again. We're talking about Rodeo Week coming up. Today is the Asphalt Cowboy Golf Tournament. What do we do if somebody really wants to? Is it last minute? Can you come at the last minute?
Now, that I don't know. I think they're all signed up teams that have already been signed. So I know it's going to be going most of the day, and it's a fun event, but I think Reading Rodeo's got two teams in it.
Okay, okay. And then we begin the Top Hand Dinner. So, Lee, share with our listeners, besides the one-armed bandit, also, you've got the Marine Corps.
The Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard rolling in here.
Yeah, they're coming up out of Fresno. They had a couple of choices that weekend, and they've decided to come here, so we're real happy
to have
them.
It really wasn't really a choice, Lee. I mean, once they found out about Reading, the North State, and what was happening up here for them.
And our love for veterans.
There was no choice. They wanted it.
I'll buy that.
So we'll have to find out more about that, too, because I know a lot of people are going to want to come out to see them as well. And then, again, let's just talk about the Rodeo Week coming up and the activities. Of course, May 13th. These are things you need to mark your calendar. You'll see the yellow posters all over town. Now we're starting to kick it off. Top Hand Dinner is May 13th. Then you have the barbecue dance the next night.
That's correct.
Special Kids Day is
on Monday.
On Monday, and what's that about, May 16th?
That is the day that we bring in the special needs children, and we get them up on horses, and the Asphalt Cowboys will get on one side and a rodeo member on the other, and escort them around the arena and let them ride horses. Some of them never been up around a horse or even petted one, so quite a treat to come down and watch it, even to see the effect it has on these young children. It's just a great event, and it's well worth coming to see. And then on Tuesday we kind of have a little bit of a break and get ready for our getting everything set up for our rodeo. Wednesday we have the dinner and the chili cook-off.
Ooh.
And gunfight.
Quick draw contest.
Quick draw.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be that evening. Oh, and Budweiser, I don't like commercial-wise, but they're going to donate all the beer out of their truck to the Miss Reading Rodeo Scholarship Fund. So I thank Foothill for that. They
all
just
really
stepped up for us.
And we know in the next week we're going to be able to get Miss Rodeo on, and of course all the things that she's done this year. She's held the title.
Since last August.
And then there will be another, what we need to look towards to with the new Miss Reading Rodeo. And on that Wednesday you were talking about May 18th, you might want to mark your calendars, folks. There's also on that day with the chili cook-off, the quick draw contest, it's also Double Take that will be doing the street dance.
That's correct. And they're just a great couple of guys. I've met them years ago, and they just really great entertainers.
Yeah, we've been around when they've been singing at a couple of different events. We like them.
They
put on a good show.
Yeah,
yes, they do.
Then we have the Kitty Pet Parade, which is on the 19th, and the pre-rodeo grand entry, which is also that evening from 6 to 7:15. Now, what does that mean, pre-rodeo grand entry?
Well, what they do is they have all the a lot of the riders come in, plus all the drill teams and the color guards all come in, and then they go ahead and have the national anthem and everything just before our rodeo kicks off. One thing I ought to bring up is we're going to be running what we call slack on each day of the performance. It'll be in the from 11 o'clock in the morning, and it'll probably end up about 4 o'clock. And what that is all our timed events, there's too many riders to be in performance, so we have them during the daytime do their first go-around, and then we take the top 12 times, and we put them in performance that night. So that is free to anybody that wants to come down and watch slack. They're more than welcome on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, then we kick off. Well, we got to kick off a break right now, and when we come back, we want to talk about the big things with the pancake breakfast, the big parade, and then the last two nights. Our guest Lee Ellison, from the Reading Rodeo. Is that Reading Rodeo Cowboy Association or just Reading Rodeo Association?
Association, yes.
I kind of think it should be Cowboys.
But they're Cowboys, right?
They're Cowboys. So. All right, this is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 at 7:50 in the morning on May the 9th. It is 48 degrees, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sale in Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone. Order online at waterworkspark.com or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Shasta County Seniors, Families, and Caregivers. It is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include A Brand New Day, Ray Tagerstrand's Orthopedics, Mercy Medical Center, Advanced Imaging, Medical Home Care Professionals, Shasta County Veteran Services, and MD Imaging. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. 7:55 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say about Tobacco and Brew? You're talking Rodeo Week. They're right in the middle of that. Joe and Shelley support this community. They support the veterans. They've got a great coffee establishment there called Espresso Joe's. The girls will fix any kind of coffee or icy drink as it gets hotter. And, of course, a walk-in humidor where you find those special cigars for your loved ones or just for your taste. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people. They do great service for our community. Our guest today is Lee Ellison, Vice President, it says, of the Reading Rodeo Association. Well, you know, you look like a cowboy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean,
that.
You do. You look like a cowboy.
I am a cowboy.
Yeah. Well, you
let's hear a little bit about your history. When did you start getting involved? Were you raised in it?
Well, I've always been wanting to be a cowboy. How's that? You know, the old song, born to be a cowboy. Anyway, I got involved. My present wife, she was what they called the posseette. She was on a drill team. And I met her, and slow but sure, I got involved in the Reading Rodeo. At that time, it was the Shasta County Sheriff's Posse. And I joined in 79, and I'm a past president. That was 93-94 was my year. And I've been on the board of directors almost all the time. And Frank, who is the president right now, asked me to, if he decided to run through the offices, if I'd follow him to help him get through it. So I said, sure, I'll do it. So here I am. Another month I will be the president again. And but, you know, I raise horses. We raise paint horses.
Ooh, and, that's my favorite.
I am a cowboy.
And so where do you raise your horses?
We live down on Churn Creek Bottom.
Okay.
We got 3.5 acres down there, and
where'd you hear that, honey?
Nice little quiet place. And I got a big old gelding that, you know, I don't ride him very often, but when I yell TJ, he comes running up.
Oh man!
I can saddle him up and go riding, and not worry about getting bucked off. He's just a great horse. So
that's always a plus, being able to get on a horse you don't have to worry about getting bucked off at.
Yeah,
that your rides last longer than 8 seconds. The Now, Friday, the pancake breakfast.
May 20th.
And the S4 Cowboys put that one on. Of course, that feeds like 10,000 people. We like to see 11,000 this year.
You bet.
We're going to be doing a remote, my friends. We're going to be right down there, right across from them. We're going to be talking to people. I have our listeners coming by. I think there's going to be a number of political faces that we're probably going to see that day.
It usually is.
Well, it's a huge event, and they should be there. And then, of course, that night, the rodeo, and then the next morning, starting, I think, at 10 o'clock, the rodeo parade. And I think they're still taking entries as of today, and it doesn't cost anything to enter.
That's correct.
And so I think it's as of today.
The theme of the parade this year is the early days of Western ways.
I think that's going to be
fun. Have a theme every
Linda year. And I'll be announcing at one of the booths out there. Like, the only thing we requested was we'd be out of the sun this year. You know, because last year they had to keep coming over spraying us down.
Well, you know how it is. You have to kind of, what is the word?
You have to work your way into it.
You have to pace yourself for this whole week. If you just blow it out, you know, I mean, plus the next day, of course, on the May 21st is the Reading Rodeo Parade, like Carl said. Yeah. And then that evening is the pre-rodeo grand entry. So that's the finale.
Now, that's the last night.
That's the last.
You know, and the thing, too, about getting involved with the bank holdup like last year, I mean, people, and this is not a good place, they have to announce this because people start shooting guns off in Reading. There's more people with guns than without guns. So it's kind of like, hey, we're just playing. Hey, we're just playing. Kind of a thing. Hey, Lee, thank you so much for coming by.
I appreciate you having me here. And
we're going to have you all next week, too. You know,
tickets are available at the Civic Auditorium. That's where our box office is. And I appreciate everybody showing up. It's a great event, and we're going to have the best of the best coming.
That's so great. And like I said, we're going to have you all back on next week and talk about how things are going. And
coming up at this break, next break, we've got Randall Hempling, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to be talking about what is going on. Thank you so much once again, Vice President of the Cowboys and or the Reading Rodeo Association, Lee Ellison, and everything that's going on with Rodeo Week activities.
This is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Pakistan is rejecting any notion it was helping Osama bin Laden hide out. Still angry about the U.S. raid that killed al-Qaeda's leader, Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Dave, Pakistan's prime minister defended his country in an address to parliament.
It is disingenuous for anyone to blame Pakistan or state institution of Pakistan for being in cahoots with al-Qaeda.
Yusuf Raza Gilani also rejecting allegations of complicity and incompetence, but he attached high importance to Pakistan's relations with Washington. Dave?
Courtney, President Obama says there was little more than a 50-50 chance bin Laden was in that hideout, and though the reward did outweigh the risk. Newt Gingrich will run for president. His spokesman says the former Republican House Speaker will tweet that officially Wednesday, also announce it on Facebook. The Army Corps of Engineers has opened the floodgates on the swollen Mississippi in Louisiana, diverting river water to the Gulf. Areas from there to Illinois are underwater.
We just got back in the house 8 months ago from the last flood.
He's across the river from Memphis. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is monitoring that city's flooding live.
More than 1,300 Memphis residents have been told to evacuate as the Mississippi reaches its peak. While the river has spilled over its banks, Colonel Vernie Reichling with the Army Corps of Engineers says they've also been dealing with other waterways.
Rivers, the Wolf River, the Loochahatchee, that are flowing in the Mississippi and cannot drain properly right now. So most of that flooding that you're seeing right now is due to backwater.
The Mississippi crest could come tonight at or near 48 feet, just under the record of 48.7 feet. Dave?
Jennifer, they're picking a jury in Clearwater, Florida, to decide if Casey Anthony murdered her two-year-old daughter, Kaylee.
Those selected will be taken to Orlando for trial. You will be sequestered.
Judge Belvin Perry says they could be in a hotel for 2 months. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, I'm Trevor Bain, driver of the number 21 Motorcraft Ford Fusion and winner of the Daytona 500. You know, when I'm on the track, I'm pretty hard on my tires. I actually get them replaced a few times a day. Now, you may not need to replace your tires that often, but when you do, head to your Ford dealership. Ford dealers carry 11 major name brands, so chances are they'll have just the tire you need with a great rebate on top of their low-price tire guarantee.
Right now during the Ford Dealer's Big Tire and Brake Sales event, buy four Goodyear, Continental, Pirelli, Hankook, Dunlop, or Yokohama tires and get a $100 rebate. $100, and that's on top of the low-priced tire guarantee.
When your car or truck needs new tires, head on over to the Ford Dealer's Big Tire and Brake Sales event.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 5/31/11.
What would you do if some guy on a plane you were on started screaming and banging on the cockpit door? Would you tackle him? Well, they did on an American flight last night.
As American Airlines Flight 1561 was approaching San Francisco for landing overnight, a man got up, started yelling, and went for the cockpit door, pounding on it, before crew members and passengers took him down, bruised him up, and handcuffed him. The flight landed safely. The suspect, who we're told carries a Yemeni passport, was taken into custody. No motive known yet. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
There were two other incidents yesterday. Planes diverted. First, a Delta flight from Detroit to San Diego landed in Albuquerque when a suspicious note was found in the bathroom, but a search found no bomb. Then on a Continental flight to Chicago.
About 20 minutes out of Houston, the individual jumped out of his seat, ran to the front of the plane, and tried to touch and open the L1 door, saying, "I have to get off the plane."
So the plane landed in St. Louis, where Lambert Airport Police Chief Paul Mason says the passenger was questioned. The man who drove a double-decker mega bus into a bridge that was too low for the bus to clear last September, killing four passengers, has pleaded not guilty to criminally negligent homicide. He made a wrong turn off a highway late at night near Syracuse, New York, when he crashed. The search continues in Nevada for a missing Canadian man. His wife was found alive Friday, 7 weeks after their car got stuck in a mud on a remote logging road.
We understand she had a small amount of trail mix that lasted a week, a teaspoon or a tablespoon a day, and a couple fish oil pills a day, and a hard candy a day, and the melted snow.
Rita Chrétien's son Raymond says his mother lost about 30 pounds. U.S. safety regulators are investigating a fuel tank problem on more than 2 million Ford F-150 pickup trucks, 1997 through 2001. Apparently, straps holding up the tank can rust or break, causing a fuel spill and fire. No recall, though. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 on May the 9th. It's a great day. It's going to be a better day. It's 48 degrees right now, and the weather looks like it's going to be
mostly sunny with a high of 70 today and partly cloudy this evening with a low of 49. The forecast throughout the week looks like it's going to be an absolutely beautiful week here in the North State. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 79 with mostly clear of a low temperature of around 55. That's tomorrow. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you by
BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Call Doug Tooley and get your dish satellite done. Get it done correctly. Get it done locally. Don't call the 800 number. Call the local number, 244-1988. He hires local people. He's a local boy. And the fact is that he guarantees his work. He's got great deals on HD and the number of channels you can get. Before we introduce our guest, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how are you two doing this morning?
We're great, Terry.
How are you?
Good. Tonight at Bonnie View Baptist Church, Redding Tea Party, that's 2570 South Bonnie View Road, is going to be having in Walt McNeil. He's an attorney. And apparently there's been a lawsuit that's been filed against REU, the Redding Electric Utility, and it's by the Citizens for Fair REU Rates, and they're seeking refunds. Apparently there's about $6 million on the table. And with the filing of this lawsuit, all REU ratepayers have an opportunity to claim a refund through the Free Fighter LLC website. So if you have a Redding Utilities account and you're named on the account as the ratepayer and you've received your bill for February 2011, which shows, I guess, the overage that was charged from January 2011, this attorney is going to explain how you get a refund from REU. Pretty interesting thing. Also, we're going to have tonight a candidate who is going to announce that he's going to be running for office, for a major office. And although we don't endorse anybody, we're going to have people who are going to be running for office. We want them to go ahead and let people know that they're going to be out there campaigning so people have a choice.
Who's that going to be?
I can't say.
Can't say, huh?
You got to come, my friend.
Okay, now, Walt, I think it's Walt McNeil, right?
Yes, Walt McNeil. Walt's and a pretty interesting thing, I guess, the application for this came out in the newspaper a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, he's been on the show also and talking about this, and this could have a huge impact on the city and the city's coffers. We're talking $6.5 million.
Yeah.
Plus future losses that money from REU goes into the city funds, general fund.
Yeah.
So that's just what we need is another $6 million whipped out of there so that we can all ride around
true,
horses around town.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Well, thanks so much.
There's got to be, and from what I understand, his lawsuit's got legs. So,
well,
anyway.
Hopefully we, all strike a balance. It'll be interesting to find out about. If there is a refund due, I certainly could use it. I don't know that most people probably could in these economic times we have now.
Yeah. Okay, Terry.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So speaking of economic times.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, but we want to introduce our guest, Randall Hempling, Chief Executive Officer of the Shasta Regional Medical Center. And when we come back, we're going to talk to the good doctor and talk about a little bit about him, but what's going on in the medical cost world, what makes Shasta Regional Medical Center different, and what makes it successful. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Monday morning.
8:12 in the morning on May the 9th.
50 degrees.
You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea. Right there at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Top designer lines for glasses. They've been in Reading for 20 years. On-site lab, contact lenses for specialty fits, high-definition contact lenses. They have everything for the whole family. How can you ask for more? And they are our optometrist. Dr. Joseph Lea does good work. He's the one that found the tear in the retina in Linda's eye. And it's been taken care of now. We can't thank him enough. But he is the man to go to. Dr. Joseph Lea, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325.
Okay, everybody in the chat room and many of you that are in your cars listening now going to and from, this is going to be a great hour. We're going to be covering stuff that's very topical. And with us this morning is the Chief Executive Officer of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Randall Hempling. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And we recently just spoke with Terry from the Tea Party and the Reading Tea Party, and we were talking about the break, how you had addressed the Tea Party about healthcare reform and how important you think it's something that really needs to take place. Share with us. Let's start off.
Okay. When I spoke to the Tea Party, it was about a year ago, when all of this was broiling about healthcare reform, and one of the first things I said was, if people are going to say we don't need to reform the system, that they had their head in the sand. The system needs to be reformed. It needed to be reformed drastically for many, many years. It will eventually, if left alone, just bankrupt the country simply because of the cost. The entitlements are just too high without control and market forces taking place.
So this is...
That was a one-liner.
Yeah.
And so what you're saying then is we don't reform it in a way that is just all entitlements. So this means insurance?
Yeah, well,
of some form?
Yeah, what it means is that people have got to get a grasp on what health care is and their own personal responsibilities. We've got several reasons that we have high health care costs, and they're basically the same reasons that have been around for many, many years. And the reason I can say that with some authority is I started in this industry in 1971 in health planning, health systems design, with the strict purpose of lowering health care costs and getting some control of the system 40 years ago. So it is not a new subject. It's just finally caught up. Everybody knew that we were going to have a whole bunch of people coming along who were going to have high health care demands. But nothing was changing in terms of how this was going to be structured to take care of it. It was always pushed forward to the next generation. Unfortunately, the piper is due to be paid now. The reasons we have high health care costs are many, but one of the main reasons is that we as Americans don't believe we're going to die. And we absolutely believe that it's somebody else's responsibility to take care of us. For instance, we'll smoke and we'll eat too much and we'll get diabetes and we'll get emphysema, and then we throw it upon the public or somebody else to take care of us, as opposed to having that responsibility. If from day one we were told, if you smoke, you're going to pay a heck of a lot more for health insurance and you're going to suffer a great deal, maybe people wouldn't smoke so much, or maybe they wouldn't eat quite so much, or they would exercise a little bit more. The other thing, and main reason that we have high health care costs, is because of health insurance, which has insulated us from the true costs. None of us pay the full price. I mean, we pay our health insurance, and the health insurance pays the bill, and you may pay a copay, but that's only a small piece of it. And health insurance is the only insurance that you actually try to use. I mean, you don't go buy homeowner's insurance and burn your house down, or buy car insurance and wreck your car. Some people might, but with health care, that's one we want to use. So we overuse the system and we put demands on it as opposed to taking care of ourselves. An analogy of that would be auto insurance. We buy auto insurance, but it doesn't pay for your oil changes and it doesn't pay for your tires and these kinds of things. We need to take more responsibility for that aspect of our health care and then simply have the money available to take care of us when we get really seriously ill. Another reason we have high health care costs is because it's a very technical industry. There's always something new and better. And if we can be 99% sure on something rather than 98% sure on a particular test or whatever it may be, we're going to get that because we demand the very best. And because of the high technology and the constant changeover of that, we have to have extraordinarily well-trained staff, and most of whom are college graduates that touch the patient. And these people are not, they're not inexpensive. They are worth every penny they are paid. But we have to have a lot of them, and they have to be available all the time. It's an industry that we can't shut down at midnight and open up at 6 a.m. to save money. We have to be available to you when you have that need. So you combine all of those things, plus the idea that people feel like they're, again, entitled to health care, that it's in this country it is a right, not a privilege. It's been defined as a right. I'd like to think of it as a commodity that has a finite limit to it.
I don't understand. You say it's, and somebody's actually said that sitting in here, is that health care is a right,
well,
guaranteed to you. And I said, where? It's a guarantee.
Well, it's been determined to be a right simply because of the way we pay for it. And we've for instance, my hospital and Mercy and all hospitals have what's called the EMTALA rules, which say that if you get sick and you come to our emergency room, we can ask your name and we can ask your age, but we can't ask about your health insurance. We can't ask any of those things, and we must take care of you. From your side, that makes it a right, as opposed to...
You can't even ask if they have health insurance when they come to the...
No. We cannot until after we've determined what their needs are, And then we have to still take care of them irrespective of their ability to pay if it's an emergent need. So it's the government,
by its actions, de facto, is the right. But
yeah, by government fiat has been determined in this country to be a right as opposed to a privilege.
Well, you know, what crossed my mind as we're having this conversation is that if you do go into the emergency room, I mean, I suppose aside of having a stroke or a heart attack at that moment, if you're going to the emergency room to be seen for something else, you have to go through a stack of papers and fill out everything about yourself.
Only after a medical screen. You're going to be medically. We'll get your name and we'll get some identifiers on you so that we don't mix you up with other people. But we have to do a medical screen before we can do all the rest of that work that's necessary as far as your health insurance, your ability to pay, or any of those kinds of things. It's required by law that we do a medical screen first.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break in for our guest is Randall Hempling, Chief Executive Officer of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, for questions that are coming on through this. And we'll get back to some of the questions that are rolling through the chat room here, or just give us a call at 605-4567. And ask Mr. Hempling. He's got some issues here that have been going on for 40 years. And I've got a couple of questions from what he has said, too.
Really appreciate you being here this
morning.
We
really do. And
enjoy it very much.
And we want to talk about your hospital and the other hospital that's in town. I mean, we've talked about them before. I've had both of you all here, both the heads of the hospitals, And it's at some point we're going to get you all back in here, you know, one more time to talk about the big differences, but we'll do it individually now. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 8:20, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again, without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hold on to your sports bras, because now it's fun to get fit. Introducing the Curve Circuit with Zumba Fitness, the only class that mixes the music and moves of the Zumba program with the proven strength training of Curves for one wildly effective workout. Shimmy on in and start getting down to the size you want to be.
Curves in Reading on Eureka Way next to Ace Hardware. Mention this ad and get a free gift from Curves. See us on the web at readingcurves.com.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays, we'll have some prizes. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you. How to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And Carl and Linda, about 8:23 in the morning.
Great bump music this morning. I'm telling you, I'm starting my Monday off right.
We got our guest today is Randall Hempling.
And Chief, Randall, you know, you're all
Chief
over.
Chief Executive Officer of the Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Thank you for being on the program.
You're very welcome.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was just saying, Randall, you're all over. You do so much for our community. I mean, you're one of those people that shows up. And, you know, we really applaud one of the recent events that you did at the Cascade Theater. That was Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons,
and
great.
That was just people. It was just a phenomenal evening, and that really shined a big light on how much you did with Shasta Cares, how much you do with the community, and showing keeping fit and 100 Day Challenge.
Yep, we actually got an award last week from the county. The County Public Health Awards. We got two of them for our that program in particular, and for our senior preferred program, which provides a lot of health education for seniors and community.
That's great. You know, we want to talk about that some more too, but let's go to the phones. John, you're on line two. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and the irrepressible Robert Belongi.
No, don't give out his don't give out his last name. They're looking for him.
Well, John. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
And welcome
Good
back, morning. John. Glad you're feeling better.
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Kemling, may I call you Randall?
Yeah, you may, please.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to be a little bit contentious, not necessarily with you, but about the system and the situation. I understand, you know, where you're coming from in regards to health care costs being so high, but there's some questions I have about charges from the hospital, things like a $1.50 sterile bandage being charged out at the rate of $32. Medications that are basically in the $1 to $2 range being charged as much as $45 to $50 for, and other related services costs that are itemized out at extremely high rates. I understand that covering for those who come in with no insurance and whatnot is a problem and it has to be spread out, but these are seriously outrageous increases. Can you justify them or even talk about them?
Well, I can talk about them, but I'll never be able to explain them to anybody's satisfaction.
Okay.
The problem is this. We have to structure our rates so that we are paid proportionately by our federal programs and our insurance companies to guarantee that we make our nut, if you will, or what our expenses at the hospital are. It is not based on logic. It is based upon we have to spread the charges because we can't write down Nurse Mary or Nurse Bob or any of the other things in there. It's like a golf scorecard. We can't write down how. We can just write down how many. So what we do is occasionally raise prices. We have not, by the way, raised prices in the 3 years we've been with the hospital. So actually, Tenet had set those prices so many years ago where there was no need to raise them. We get paid on average, let's just say for Medicare, we get 17 cents on the dollar, billed dollar. So when we charge that $150 for that $32 item, Medicare is actually only going to pay us about $32 to $34 for that. And that's the way it runs across the board. Now, insurance companies, we have contractual relationships with them where we write off, in many cases, 75 to 80% of the bill. I've told people many times, if you as the public or anybody else will agree to pay your bill on time, I will lower the prices at the hospital by 75%. But the problem is, as you noted, many do not pay, cannot pay, and we have a system that requires that we be available to them. I used to, this sounds kind of silly, but when I ran a hospital in Garnett, Kansas, I had a board member that told me that he could stay at the Alameda Plaza Hotel in downtown Kansas City for less money than it costs to come to my hospital. And I told him the next time he had a heart attack, check into the Alameda Plaza and see how that works for you. It is an unusual system. It's very difficult. And from a payment standpoint, if you don't have insurance, you get that huge bill. But most all hospitals, particularly us, we will work with you on that and can make it much more palatable.
I've known that to be the case. I think more my complaint is more about the structuring and the system than it is about the actual charges, because I know what you're saying is true.
Yeah, the structure is, there's nothing, if I could fix it by turning a key, I would do it in a heartbeat, but none of us can fix that.
It's going to have to be addressed at some point, you know that.
Right.
But thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
You have a great night. Day.
Okay, thanks a lot, John. Hey, Jim, you're on the line. We've just got we got 2 minutes? Let's bring Jim on. Jim, you have a question.
Yep, hey, real quick, I'd like to know what you think about people without documentation, and I've seen it right here in Shasta County, getting Medi-Cal cards. Now, I can understand if somebody that doesn't have documentation has a serious injury and needs to be seen by a physician, but these people are getting a Medi-Cal card free and clear, and our representatives keep their heads buried in the sand and don't want to deal with this, and I'd like to know what you think about this, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Thanks, Jimmy, for the phone call.
Well, what I think about is I don't necessarily believe that they should get a card automatically, but here's the key. We're going to provide the care to them when they come to the hospital. From a strictly a financial standpoint, I'm tickled to death that they have some form of payment. Because the more people that have payment, the more we can hold the cost down. So the fact that they have a Medi-Cal card from my side and from the side of any hospital would be that's kind of okay.
But
I disagree with the fact that anybody can just go and willy-nilly get a card.
Yeah. That's a good answer because you have to serve us, provide medical care to them whether they have a card
right.
or not. At least this way you get some kind of reimbursement.
Right.
So it takes less. But
that's why the hospitals generally supported health care reform. Because there was going to be some form of payment, even though we knew it was going to have to be tweaked a million times, there was a payment system for everybody.
Well, that's the payment system for everybody is, I think, is a real big bone of contention is how that's going to happen.
That's
we
right.
can talk about that
right.
when we get back. We got like 30 seconds left. Our guest is Randall Hempling from he's a chief executive officer for the Shasta Regional Medical Center, and this is a medical center that's a for-profit.
Yes,
organization.
Tax paying.
Okay, we're going to talk about that when we get back to you. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lasira. Pakistan's prime minister on the defensive following the raid that killed Osama bin Laden.
These attacks constitute a violation of Pakistan's sovereignty and are counterproductive.
Yusuf Jilani addressing parliament rejecting claims that Pakistan's military is incompetent and was not complicit in hiding bin Laden, adding,
we have strong differences with the United States.
But he says Pakistan has values its relationship with the U.S., some people who live in Memphis moving to higher ground as the Mississippi River rises.
While the river has spilled over its banks, Colonel Vernie Reichling with the Army Corps of Engineers says they've also been dealing with other waterways.
Rivers, the Wolf River, the Loochahatchee, that are flowing in the Mississippi and cannot drain properly right now. So most of that flooding that you're seeing right now is due to backwater.
The Mississippi crest could come tonight at or near 48 feet.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kiefer, Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel and Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda, about 8:35 in the morning, May the 9th. 53 degrees out there.
Well, good morning, and that's right. Mostly sunny with a high of 70 today. Tonight will be a partly cloudy night with a low of around 49. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Inside of Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's. I'm about ready to go get my coffee beans, 16 ounces. They don't do the 12 ounces there. They give you the big bag, and it's a really great deal, and they have really wonderful coffee. So check it out. They also have a community room that they offer to the public for free. That's the great folks over there at Tobacco and Brew.
Our guest today, Randall Randall Hempling. I look at it every time because, you know, CRS. He's the chief executive officer at the Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I don't know if you can fix what I have, but
I suffer from it as well.
Well, you know, it's good to know that it's going around the neighborhood.
That's good for radio, though.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is a for-profit
yes.
organization, which kind of sets you apart from many others. Is this correct?
That's
can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, there are two types of hospitals in the United States. One is tax-paying hospitals, for-profit hospitals, and then those that are tax-exempt, and they may be governmental or religious-based, as is Mercy. Or some other form of not-for-profit. It's kind of a misnomer because no matter who you are, you have to have a bottom line. And if you're not-for-profit, it simply means that you don't pay taxes and the money's all inure and roll back into the organization. And they're usually quite large organizations, and like the Mercy System, Catholic Healthcare West, which is quite large and does very well and does a good job. And we like to think we do, too. As I said, the main difference is the tax-paying part of it. We took over this hospital as a bankrupt facility on November the 1st of 2008, and since then have, because of the people that were there before, actually, many of the directors and most of the major the staff, the senior staff stuck with the hospital and protected it, if you will, as new owners came in, and we've done a really good turnaround, and we're paying taxes, which is kind of nice.
Well, that is good. And the other thing y'all have is made the papers the other day was eliminating unions.
Well, we didn't eliminate
unions. Is that a misnomer?
No, we didn't take that after the unions think that we like to eliminate them. No, our employees decided that they didn't need to have that third party intervene between them and ourselves. We're a very small management team at our hospital. A lot of hospital companies wouldn't like to see us come in because we don't use a lot of overhead management. You can tell by me, I'm 5'6", and so, you know, and you compare to Mercy, you care to Mercy,
right.
You know, the guys over at Mercy are all 6'5" or taller.
So Mark's huge.
Yeah, as I like to say, we downsized administration when I came in there.
But you've doubled up and tripled up some of the jobs there.
Yeah, we run about 650 full-time equivalent employees with about 700 plus staff. That's more than in 2008, and it's come along incrementally as the businesses has stood up and we've been able to control things. Yeah.
Well, I know people have come in, Dr. McDonnell.
McConnell.
Yeah,
Doug McConnell. Yeah,
Doug McConnell's coming in, taking over
the heart program. Yeah.
You know, I should know this. I mean, you know, we have dinner with Doug on a regular basis. And I'm just saying, you know, you were talking about McDonald's today. I don't know why I just said that. Except it goes back to that CRS problem I have. Are you all expanding services?
what we're doing is we're enhancing a lot of our services. We brought a lot to bear in terms of computers, technology throughout the house. By the first of next year, we'll have a complete electronic medical record, so it won't be on paper anymore, which is a marvelous thing for the patients. And a big part of healthcare reform is the idea that everybody needs to have an electronic medical record. I mean, that is so essential because of the communications. All we do in healthcare is communicate from one person to another about the care that we just gave or are about to give to somebody. And any glitch in that communication can be literally deadly, and we're doing everything we possibly can to eliminate that. That's why when you come to the hospital, any hospital, they're going to ask you your name and your birth date or something several dozen times throughout your stay, and it's only to make sure that we get it right every time as far as that medication or that test or
whatever we're doing. I have a question for you. Do you think this is really weird or off the wall that in one day coming up, we will have a chip that when we check in to any place, they just have to scan it. It has our blood type with the situation. It's almost like they've typed into a computer, so that person just gets zapped wherever they go from room to room, and that's their information. What do you think about that?
Our dogs have it. And we do it for our dogs.
We do it for our dogs. Yeah,
we should have something. There should be some kind of identifier that everybody has on them. I mean, it'd be wonderful instead of the person that walks into our emergency department with a brown bag full of a dozen pills, most of which they don't know the name of or what they are for, and then it is now our responsibility to fix whatever's wrong. I mean, and the doctors and nurses do a marvelous job of that. Then they go right back out into this system where there's no communication and the drugs are just free flowing. The linkages, I mean, we have them now in this community. We're linked to the pharmacies. We're linked to, so we know when you come in what drugs you may be taking and what their uses are. And then when you go back out, we'll link all of that so that we new things aren't contraindicated based on your
new. And who has access to all this information?
The only people who are using it. I mean, that's the legal, that's the HIPAA rules that you probably heard about. The, uh-huh. Health Insurance Portability Act.
Okay, now we've got to take a break here. One of the questions that have come through, but I want to stay on this one, too, about electronic medical records when we come back. So we're going to take a quick break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:41 in the morning.
Taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do. We do anything to satisfy.
Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the hot rods from Cool April Nights who came into the plant for race car guests. Kept us very busy. Be sure to come by and fill those barbecue bottles. You don't want to be the guy who runs out of propane on the weekend. We're filling all of our tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the folks dragging out their lawnmowers and weed eaters getting ready for the Green Grass Marathon. Northern Lights Energy.
We're not the biggest, but the best in service. Weaverville, Corning, and Reading, half day on Saturday. 241-2196. Thanks for your business.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have some prizes. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I was there Friday, had a great time.
Shout out to the boys.
Where else can you get a great haircut and have a great time? I mean, you know,
and they shave your neck.
They shave your neck, and you know, they snip around your ears, and it's man's last stronghold. Let's just get right down to it. They give haircuts. They're man's last stronghold. By the way, they do trim beards too,
Randall.
So, it's right off It's right off of Athens Avenue. They do a great job. They give discounts to veterans.
I'm trying to decide if I want to go down there and visit. I'm trying to decide if I want an iPad or not. I mean, you know, it's such a cool, you know, contraption. You know, I love Mac. I'm a Mac girl anyway. So, currently 54 degrees in that iPad. For those of our friends, and we see people really utilizing them, that's just really amazing. Our guest this morning again, and we are taking your calls, 605-4567 is the hotline, and of course our chat room is going crazy as well. We love you guys. Our chat pack is Randall Hempling. Randall is the Chief Executive Officer, head of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and this is the time that if you really have something you need to ask, use these next 15 minutes, folks.
And I have a question here. We were talking about electronic medical records.
Right.
It is very important, and I understand that at the hospital level. But down at the physician level in their offices, this has become an onerous, in many cases, an onerous duty that they've had to hire nurses to do this, that understand the whatever the medical terms are. And even then, the amount they have to input is just, I mean, It takes literally hours of their day.
Those are coming out of medical school. I mean, that's pretty well all they know. So you're probably talking with doctors who've been in practice for some period of time, and then they're having to convert, and it is a monster to do that. Very difficult, very expensive. And when it first came out, the recommendation was that if a doctor only had about 5 more years they were going to practice, don't mess with it. It's just going to be too cumbersome. But it is essential, and the reason is so that you can have communications across the line with the hospitals, with all the other providers that are taking care of individuals, because one of the problems that we have in the system is that people access many parts of it, and they're contraindicated things going on. And this is a patient safety issue.
In the military, they issue a card that's got a strip on the back of it that's got a lot.
That's right.
Your ID card that's got all this information on there, and it's usually updated. Do you see something like that happening?
Eventually, I think everybody will have something like that, and it once again,
so they can scan it when they come in.
Yeah, it's for their own protection. I mean, it just helps them. Just think about it: you're in an auto accident somewhere, you're unconscious. They bring you in, and maybe you're on Plavix or some other blood thinner, and now they're wondering whether they can open you up and do their surgery. And it really helps them to know what drugs you're on.
Oh, yeah. We have our
what legal drugs you're on?
What legal drugs? That's why we have our blood type in different spots on our body
when
we're in combat. There, Randall. The one of the things too is end of life counseling. That was one of the questions that came in earlier.
If you remember when I first started, one of the problems we have in this country is people don't believe that they're going to die. In other countries, they know it. They have hospice, they revere their seniors, and they do whatever they can to make people comfortable. In our country, we have this idea that we're going to do the most we can right up to the last minute, and sometimes that's cruel, just downright cruel. We have patients occasionally come in the hospital that don't have a lot of family around, and they've told people they just want to go peacefully. But then some relative will show up and say, no, we want everything done. when once this person's unconscious. Maybe they don't have a living will, or they don't have something else that tells us what to do. And now we're in the position where when their heart stops, our code team jumps in there, and they really pummel them, and they do their job, and they bring them back, and now they're in a near vegetative state sometimes, and it's not a comfortable way to go. My father was in hospice for 6 months and went very gracefully and peacefully, and most people would prefer that. But unusually enough, in California, we have one of the lower utilizations of hospice. And again, it comes back to this entitlement idea that we're just going to do the damnedest we can right up to the last minute with all these extraordinary things. And it's very, very expensive to do that.
Well, they say most of the expense in that health insurance rein and most of the money spent is in that last month of somebody's
life. Well, last 6 months, last month, it can be.
What do you think the psychology is behind not being able to let go or having this we're going to live forever mentality?
Well, the relatives of the people, sometimes it's actually their own guilt, if you will. They've left mom up here in Reading for all these years and kind of let her alone, and now they're going to come back and prove that they're going to demand the very best for her or him. As individuals, maybe we're not as spiritual as perhaps we should be and feel comfortable that where we're going, that this whole life thing is an adventure. In my own personal thing, I just went through cancer. Most people are aware I had about 4 months where I was isolated. And I'm quite blessed that my wife did not smother me in my sleep while I was isolated with her. I mean, that was a real, that was
that
a real test.
Be, yeah.
I feel, a test
I feel
for her, God lover.
I feel blessed like that every so often myself.
Yeah. But had to be isolated. That means that your immune system was down. You couldn't be around children. Nobody could visit you.
Well, but my point was that I'm very comfortable with the fact that I'm mortal. And I went 41 years without ever calling in sick. And then suddenly I got cancer. Well, that's just part of life. And I'm going to be very comfortable when it comes down. Somebody tells me that I've got X time to live. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna love it. And I'm gonna enjoy that time. And I'm just gonna want some palliative care. Not big on pain. Don't need a lot of pain. And that's the nice thing about hospice and other services like that. The whole idea that end of life counseling. We're all going to have an end of life. And it would be very nice to make that a comfortable thing as opposed to I don't want to die in a hospital bed. I really don't. It's a very sterile environment.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not the best place for people to go.
My cousin was in hospice and passed away at his own home, outside in his backyard, with people all around him. And
yeah,
he chose
beautiful.
That. He had been in the hospice before, and they said, "Let's just go home." Let's take a break here. Carl and Linda by KCNR 1460. It's 8:50 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sale ends Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone, order online at waterworkspark.com, or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park's the coolest place in Reading.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Need a break?
But don't have time or money.
Want to get away
from the pressures of life?
Escape to another world.
Inside your head.
New radio theater.
Original radio drama.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen and vote for your favorite.
As you are transported into an audio world of fact and fiction.
Playwrights compete for a $5,000 grand prize.
Information and live streaming at
newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Generation DVD's Family Video.
And Song Roaster, the ultimate singing telegram.
This is Free Fire Radio.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:55 in the morning on May the 9th. It's a Monday. It's a great day. It's going to be a great week, my friends.
Tomorrow's my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
May 10th.
Really. And May 21st is yours, and we're going to have a party like you can't believe.
Open to the public,
in
by
Thelmo's,
the way.
That's right. But you're going to have to make reservations
Jazz
at
night.
244-474-5546. That's it. 474-5546. You got to make, you know, if you want to come out there and party with us, and we're inviting all of our listeners and other people that want to come out, and we're going to party with tiaras.
Are you going to wear one?
You might be surprised what I wear that night.
Our guest this morning is Randall Hempling. We just have a few moments left. He is the Chief Executive Officer for Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we really thank you for your honesty and for all that you do for the community. You always show up. When we ever go to the veterans events out at IGO, you're there. Towards the end of your treatment, I remember you showing up and thinking that's dedication.
Well, it's too important not to be there.
And speaking of that, specialist Dennis will be returning home here in the next day or two. And we'll talk more about that as we find out specifically. But we're looking right now is that the service for him will be on Thursday. Specialist Dennis, of course, was killed in Afghanistan a week before last and is coming home here soon, either today or tomorrow, probably, I think, tomorrow. Now, for you, Randall, you're saying, what quality of health care? This is our last segment here. Quality of health care in Reading?
Well, Reading is blessed, truly blessed. We don't just serve Reading. We serve Shasta County. We serve the whole North State, and that's a huge geographic area. And Mercy Medical Center and the NorCal Rehab and Patients Hospital and ourselves have about 500,000 people throughout the area that we serve on a regular basis. We've got all the major specialties here. Mercy is a level 2 trauma center. We're level 3, so we're pretty well covered in those areas. We've got air transport. We've got ambulance. We've got all of the things we need. We've got the specialists, as I noted. I got 100% of my cancer treatment right here in Reading, and I'm quite pleased with that. The idea that you have to go out of town to get better care is not correct. Sometimes you need something really esoteric. Sure, you go out of town, you go to major medical centers for that, but we are a major medical center for Northern California and quite proud of that.
Well, we wonder why people from all over the world come here to retire. We were talking about the elder care and just, you know, you start to think about, okay, what is kind of quality in life? I've had to live here because of my work, or I've had to live there because of whatever, it's the ties. But now it's my time to choose where I want to live. And you'll see a lot of people who have traveled to Reading and now they've decided to make Reading their home. And one thing you'll hear on their top 10 list of why is because of the excellent medical services that we have here in the North State.
Well, that's why Barbara and I are here. I had said for many years I would love to come back here. I worked in this area back in the 80s with a lot of the smaller hospitals. And I'd always said, boy, if either one of these hospitals ever came open, I would certainly love the opportunity to get back here. And then, as I noted, we were in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and when Dr. Reddy bought this hospital, I just called him, and here we are. So right place, right time, and got to where we really wanted to be in life. So,
well, we're happy to have you in the community.
It seems that y'all have taken the lead in you and Mercy share things. I mean, I know that
you all coordinate a lot.
We
coordinate a lot of things. You know, there's this idea that we compete. Well, it's a friendly competition, if you will. We're never going to leave this community in a lurch or in a bad place simply because we try to do things and one tries to outdo the other on that. That's just mano a mano stuff. But it's not as deep as people think. You know, we really do coordinate a lot of our activities to make sure the community is covered.
Well, thank you, Randall
Hempling.
We're
going to have Mercy on later on, Mark, later
yes.
on this week,
yeah.
too.
And we want to thank Randall Hempling, Chief Executive Officer of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Thank you for being our guest this morning
You're
on KCNR.
Welcome.
You know, now tomorrow we're going to have Don Stuck from Coachmaster.
Oh, he'll
gonna be
fun.
On. You know what? He's a great guy to have on because he's just, I mean, just his story is
salt
just
of the earth
great.
Guy.
Yeah, that's we're going to be talking about him. We're going to have a few other little surprises for you tomorrow also right here on Free Fire Radio. So, did you have a good day?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. It's going to be just
day.
Even better as time goes on.
That's right. It's going to be a great week. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.